Manx Radio Sport.
Down the left flank and into the lower break half it goes to Jacob Crook here. Out the left-hand side with the overlapping run is Charlie Higgins. Skip past his marker, Fitzgerald there. Gets to the left edge of the box. Across goal to the Peppers. Willie's there to open the scoring for FC Alamann. FC Alamann 1, Lower Breck 0. It's a swift counter-attack after some Lower Breck pressure. Down this left-hand side, Jacob Crook brought it forward. Found the overlapping run of Charlie Higgins on the left-hand side. He knocked it past Michael Fitzgerald to the left edge of the box. He absolutely flashed it across the six-yard area. And there was Steve Whitley at the back post unmarked to tap home from point-blank range. The Ravens open the scoring, Tony.
What a great movement by Charlie Higgins, didn't he? He just totally fooled the fullback. He stood no chance, played it to his right-hand side, got down, followed the line. Good cross, a lot of power on it, missed the first one. And there was Steve Whitley to come in, finish it off. What a terrific start for FC Alamann. 5 minutes.
It'll be James Salkeld on that right-hand side, that left-hand side, I should say, for Lower Breck. FC Alamann's right. Right-footed in swinging corner. Another corner opportunity here. They came close last time. Salkeld looks all the way back. Fitzgerald's headed down, saved by the feet of Adam Killier in his near post. Cam Sherry moves it out to this left-hand side and clears. Another warning shot. Not warning shot across the bow of FC Alamann. Buckley. Tom Douglas. First time ball into the centre. Alex Maitland clears. Hits on the volley. Adam Killier down to his right-hand side. It was well hit by Salkeld. But Adam Killier watched it all the way there. Managed to gather at the first attempt. So a big save from Adam Killier. Down at his far post from the corner there, Tony.
Yeah, two good stops by Adam Killier, and already he's sort of showing his worth in that goal. But certainly they've got to be careful because they're shooting from distance as well. They've got good pace on their shots. So at the moment, under a little bit of pressure. You know, just looking at the back, you know, defensively we've looked solid. Alex Maitland in there, Phil Kelly back in that usual position alongside him. And then with Callum Sherry's pace.
Salkeld with a lovely ball round the back on the right-hand side. Tom Douglas, Cunningfield, the flag stay down. Up against the goalkeeper, Killier with the save. Big save from the FC Alamann goalkeeper and clearest opening Lower Breck have had. The shirt's over the head from Tom Douglas. FC Alamann thrown on the right-hand side, around 10 yards inside the FC Alamann half here. Just clicking over, 24 minutes gone. FC Alamann 1, Lower Breck 0 in this fast-paced first half so far. Steve Whitley's close-range finished the difference. Fiora Davies wins it on the right edge of the box here. Wants to bring it down his right foot. Squares it all the way back. Tierney Garvey, it's 2! All of a sudden, FC Alamann on the counter-attack have doubled their lead. FC Alamann 2, Lower Breck 0. The visitors, they lose it over on their left-hand side, just inside their half. It's clipped round the back of the defence to Fiora Davies, right edge of the box. The flag stayed down. He had so much space. Options in the centre. Looked across, squared it to the back post, and there was Tiernan Garvey unmarked, and he rifles it over Theo Roberts into the roof of the net. And just moments after we were talking of Adam Killier, keeping FC Alamann in front at one end, Tiernan Garvey has doubled the Ravens' advantage at the other end, Tony.
What a good spot by Fiora Davies. He looked up, didn't he, and he could see Tiernan Garvey. There's two FC Alamann players in there, but Tiernan Garvey was in a better position, and he picked him out perfectly. Put it on a plate for Tiernan to finish it with his right foot. Goalkeeper, no chance.
McVeigh wants to get there. Dobie's in front of him, just around a couple of yards outside the Lower Breck penalty area to head infield. Morris over the top of the FC Alamann defence. Tom Douglas, and he stayed onside. The flag has stayed down. Here is Douglas in on goal. Another one-on-one chance. Can he take this one? Saved by Adam Killier. Douglas back across goal, and Phil Kelly in front of it ahead of Buckley. It's not got out of play. Jacob Crook manages to get the header ahead of Buckley. And out for a Lower Breck corner on the left-hand side. That was a run timed to perfection by Lower Breck. Right over the top, Tom Douglas. And again, one-on-one on goal against Adam Killier, who came out to his left-hand side, tried to chip it over the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper stayed big, made the save. And then Douglas tried to square it across goal with Killier out of the equation to Lewis Buckley, but intercepted by Phil Kelly. Jacob Crook onto his left foot, clips it into the box. It's a poor ball and straight into the welcoming arms of Theo Roberts. And that will be the last action of this fast-paced first half. Half-time here at the ball in the NWCFL Premier Division. FC Alamann 2, Lower Breck 0. Roberts clips it out to the left-hand side. Finds McKenna with a little bit of room against Steve Whitley. Short pass in field to Salkeld. Nice little 1-2. McKenna might get there on the left edge of the box here. The flag has stayed down. McKenna, first-time ball across the box. There's Buckley. Scuffs his shot. Back to Morris and wide to the right post. Big chance for Lower Breck early on here. They work it well down the left. A neat little 1-2 between McKenna and Salkeld. McKenna, first time ball across the box. And there was Buckley. Just seemed to have to take a step back, but completely scuffed his shot. Deflected off an FC Alamann defender and back into Morris, who absolutely lashed at a goal, but it's fizz wide of Adam Killier's right-hand post with the keeper beaten.
Yeah, Buckley missed the shot, didn't he? He spun round, but the one for me is Morris, the number 8. Came in on his left foot. The goal was gaping at him and he smashed it, and it went well and truly wide. What an opportunity that was.
Intercepted by Mooney. Transfers it with a nice long floated pass out to the right hand side. Here's Tom Douglas cutting infield on his left foot here to the edge of the box. Pokes it into the path of Morris. Bends, what a goal saved by Killier up to his left. Another big save. And it's Morris again coming close for Lower Breck. Tom Douglas on the right-hand side. He cut in field and just found Morris, who was had the time just to trap it on the edge of the box. Bent it beautifully towards the top corner. But then again, another brilliant save by Adam Killier, Tony.
A terrific save, and what an effort that was. And that's three pops at goal now, isn't it, in the first 5 minutes?
Long ball out to the right-hand side, and that's infield to Leo Riley. He can't get his pass right. Jacob Crook plays for FC Alamann down the left flank. Charlie Higgins holds off the challenge, rolls his marker and goes infield. Steve Whitley wants to chase that on the left-hand side after coming in from the right-hand side. He's got Danny Gerald free at the back post. If he can find him, Whitley, he might go alone and does so to make it 3. FC Alamann 3, Lower Breck 0. And Lower Breck, who squandered more chance in the second half, are punished again on the break. Steve Whitley with his second of the game. They break down the left-hand side. It's Whitley. He's cut all the way in from the right-hand side out to the left, breaking from around 40 yards out. Got himself in on the left edge of the box. He had Danny Gerald screaming for it as an option at the back post, but Whitley, he didn't need it. He drives it past Theo Roberts into the goalkeeper's near bottom right-hand corner. And SC Alamann, all of a sudden, Liam Morris down there in the centre for Lower Breck, who's missed a host of glorious chances, head in his hands there. Lower Breck dugout probably can't believe this, but SC Alamann in total control on the scoreboard at the moment. FC Alamann 3, Lower Breck 0, Tony.
What a great finish that was by Steve Whitley, because he just spun it, he stayed onside, and then down that left-hand flank, he could see the space on the right-hand side, and he just went for it himself. And Steve Whitley's critical, clinical finisher, and goalkeeper stood no chance.
Just under 33 minutes gone in the second half. FC Alamann 3, Lower Breck 0, and the clinical finishing from FC Alamann, the difference between the two sides. Right-footed in swinging delivery from Tom Douglas all the way to the back post, and Adam Killier hasn't got there. It's deflected down and in. Lower Breck have managed to bundle it into the back of the net here. Not quite sure who the scorer was in the end, but it came all the way to the back post. Adam Killier didn't quite get there, and it just seemed to have a bit of tennis between the feet of the players at the back post there, and it's ended up bobbling into Adam Killier's bottom left-hand corner, and Lower Breck are on the score sheet, Tony.
Yeah, there's that many players in there. Didn't see what happened, and I thought it'd gone into side netting.
It was just a sea of red and yellow shirts in there.
Not too sure who got the goal, but 3-1.
Back out to Whitley. Infield to Callum Sherry. Inadvertent touch takes it into the path of Charlie Higgins here. Onto his left foot. Higgins for goal! Great save by Roberts up to his right. Higgins hits the deck in frustration. He's been in great goal-scoring form, and he's been denied by a superb fingertip save from Theo Roberts there. Charlie Higgins was allowed space to cut in on his favoured left foot, bent it towards the top corner. We had a great angle of that, Tony. What a save by Theo Roberts.
Yeah, that was sweet, and Charlie's had a quiet game, really. He hasn't seen a lot of the ball, but what a superb effort, that left-footed goalkeeper. What a brilliant save.
Buckley peeling away down this left-hand side here. Keeping hold of it just at the moment as Lower Breck bring those players forward. Morris, it's taken off his feet. Carl Watson wins the ball back, and he's clipped as Morris tried to win it back. And Liam Morris, well, he's already been booked.
Red card.
That could be it. Indeed it is. So Lower Breck, once again, have seen the player get their marching orders at the bowl. Liam Morris sent off for a second bookable offence there. Mooney forward a couple of yards. Charlie Higgins just slowly closing that down. It's over the top looking for Yao here. Adam Killier gets to the edge of his box. Yao's got it round the goalkeeper. Adam Killier in no man's land. And Lower Breck have got a second. Route one ball over the top. And Adam Killier, who's been judging things so superbly throughout the day, has been punished for a really missed time run this time. It's FC Alamann 3, Lower Breck 2. Long ball over the top from Paul Mooney. And it was the fresh legs of Kwasi Yao straight round the back. Adam Killier, he came off his line to collect it, didn't get there. And Yao, His perseverance paid off. He just knocked it straight back, straight past, I should say, past the feet of Adam Killier, and it rolls agonisingly into an empty net. And all of a sudden, FC Alamann's 3-goal advantage is down to 1 going into added time at the end of the second half. Lower Breck, from a position of 3-0 down in the second half, could they grab a late equaliser? Douglas looks all the way to the back post. Mooney back across goal. McNamara's header up into the air. Jacob Crook heads clear to the edge of the box. Theo Roberts came up for that corner, the goalkeeper. Lower Breck back in possession to the halfway line. McKenna out to the right-hand side. Theo Roberts has stayed forward here. Lovely turn by Mooney onto his left foot. Lifts it into the box and over the top of the crossbar. The chance goes.
That's it.
And that is that. And that ensures that FC Alamann finish the 23-24 season with 3 points and a top 10 finish. Full time, FC Alamann 3, Lower Breck 2.
Manx Radio Sport.